at 7:31. Wait, hold on. 7:32. At 7:32, Mark Daly in the studio. And quick look, real quick, at your weather forecast for today. We are looking at drizzle. So not that big of a deal. We're looking at a slight chance of drizzle for us for the rest of our morning and then for tonight, or rather this afternoon. Drizzle could be returning. Cloudy skies, 43 for our high. Chance of drizzle returning for tonight, low 33. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, 46. Thursday, cloudy, 42. Friday, rain and snow in the forecast. Precipitation, 70% with a high of 41. 39 outside right now under cloudy skies, and that's a quick look at your weather forecast here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. My name is Mark Daly, and it's certainly my pleasure to welcome back into the studio. We have Kelly Crum joining us from Jackson College. How you doing, Kelly?
Good morning. Good
morning. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. You know, when I drove in this morning, I drove very, very slow.
Yeah.
You know why?
Because you didn't know where you're going?
No, because of the deer.
Because of the deer. Okay, yeah. I get that. I get that. It's 45. Even though it's posted 55, my speed is 45. And I always get the tailgaters following me in, too. Because they just don't know. They don't get it. But, all right, so what was the deer count today? How many did you see?
I saw 6.
Wow. That was a good day. How many did you hit? Zero. Good for you. You know, the other thing that we have around here, a lot of turkey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean, we see that at the college a lot.
You see a lot? Yeah, absolutely. We'll have like 30 turkeys circling the building, and we're like, okay, do we go outside now? Do we wait? What do we do?
Wait.
So, Kelly Crum, you're the chief equity officer?
Diversity officer.
Chief diversity officer at Jackson College.
Yes.
And who's with you today?
We have today our Medal Service Award winner, Mr. Anthony Parker.
Anthony, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How are you doing today?
So far, so good. Thank you for being here today. So tell us what's coming up at Jackson College, the big event in January.
Absolutely. So this is our annual event, our Martin Luther King celebration at Jackson College at the Victor Coos Field House. Mm-hmm. And so this is happening Saturday, January 14th. Doors open at 4:30 p.m. And it's going to be an amazing event like it always is. Our keynote speaker this year is Angela Tompkins. Okay. She is the Vice President and Chief Diversity Officer at Consumers Energy, and she is going to be an amazing speaker.
Good.
Our theme this year is Drum Major for Justice, Peace, and Righteousness, okay, which is a wonderful theme. It's, you know, talking about what Dr. King means to our nation, his activism, social justice issues, racial harmony. And so all of those components, you're going to see the ticket sales have been amazing.
Okay.
Maybe that's because Mr. Anthony Parker is our Medal Service Award winner, as well as Angela Tompkins as our keynote speaker.
I'd like to think so.
And it's a wonderful evening. Our Board of Trustees are present there. You get a welcome from our own president, Dr. Daniel Phelan. You'll see our students from Jackson College, our Men of Merit and Sisters of Strength. And then we have a chapter in our middle school and high school at Jackson High School and Parkside as well, that our Men of Merit and Sisters of Strength, and that will be present. We'll have a student speaker, Tyler Selby. And then again, you'll hear from our award winner. And just to have Mr. Parker be recognized, I'm sure he's going to talk more about that. We've had many, many MLK Service Award winners.
Yeah.
And it's a person who was nominated by their peers and then chosen by former MLK winners for their service to the community of Jackson, helping to reduce violence and social justice issues and about education. And so when I made that phone call to Mr. Parker and his wife, oh my gosh, he was ecstatic. Yeah. And so I'm excited, Anthony. So, tell us about it.
Tell us about the call. When you first found out, what was it like for you?
Well, what an honor and a privilege, you know what I mean, to be recognized by your peers, you know. And I always say, you know, how do you want to show up in this world? And I've asked myself that question forever. You know, how do I want to show up in this world? You know, and the mantra I go by, if not me, then who? Mm-hmm. And so I've done that for years and years and years and years. And so just to be recognized by my peers over time. I can remember my dear friend Joe Elder when he first came to me and said, hey, would you like to volunteer to be a coach And this was a long time ago, you know, 30 years ago. Uh-huh. And Little League, you know. And so I recognized, you know, back then what my service was, right? What my purpose, what my calling was. And I remember for years and years and years, I'd volunteer to coach young kids. And one of the reasons that I volunteered to coach was because I recognized at an early age that some of these kids didn't have father figures.
Right.
And so that became like the utmost importance to me. And then I realized what role that I could fill. And it just fueled me to think about, like, how do I want to show up in this world as a human being? How do I want to help human beings? And so for years, so that's been something that I coached for years and years and years. Not that not only because I love sports, but because I knew that there was a greater calling on my life to help young people. So for years and years and years to do that, and then from there, as I got a little older, I transitioned to getting on just to like a number of boards, just about the board of directors, you name it, here in Jackson. I love this community. I love the community of Jackson's been here forever. And so I just started to work on board of directors, and I was thinking about how do I want to show up in this world,
right?
And how do I want to help people? And so to be recognized by the college, by my peers, that was an incredible feeling. And it was when Kelly called, she called my wife and my kids. They were on the phone, adult children, and so they called me. So the call's a little strange. I'm like, okay, what's Jackson College? I mean, what's going on?
Yeah.
And so, and I was actually at my place of business, and to hear that I had won this award, first of all, just to be nominated. I know there are so many worthy people out there. And I think about some of the other award winners, over the years. Every year I'd come to this award. This is a grand event.
Right.
Every year I'd come there.
Yeah.
I'd come there and watch all these people win, and rightfully so, you know, deservingly so. And then just to know now that, you know, I'll be up on that stage to receive recognition for the service that I put in, and I'm not done yet here in Jackson, so I'm still putting in my my time and
energy. It's not like you're gonna win the award, drop the mic, walk off the stage.
He may drop the mic. He may drop the mic, but he's gonna keep on moving, right?
I gotta keep moving.
Because people don't invest in their community, invest in youth in their community just to get an award. They do it, like you said, because it's in your heart, and you're doing it to make a difference, to make your community better.
Absolutely.
That's the reason why, not because you want to get an award, but it's nice, like you said, to
it
be
is.
Recognized. So when you've attended this event previous years, and you see the other people that get up there that have won this award, knowing that, well, first of all, did you ever think, last year when you were there, did you ever think, or when you attended it virtually the COVID year, did you ever think that you would be in that group of people who won this award?
You know what? I let things take care of itself.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing that I was most concerned with is, like, again, how do I want to show up in this world? And I thought maybe at some point I may be able to walk across that stage, but it never really dawned on me and say, hey, that would be my goal to walk across
that
stage.
Exactly.
But,
yeah.
You know, what an honor. But, you know, everyone that I saw that's come across that stage are so deserving of it.
Yeah.
And for me, it was just like applause, right? How can I cheer for them? And,
uh-huh.
But just to know now, you know. It's me that'll walk across this stage. It's pretty awesome.
So help me out. Who's in that same class as you right now? Who's got that award? That same level that you're on right now. Name off some of those people that you've watched.
Let's see if he remembers.
I don't expect you to be like Amon Ross St. Brown, who can name off every receiver that passed him up. But just a couple, three of those that you're on the same level.
I told myself to get every single name so I can go down. If I'm asked that question, I can go down. I was just thinking about some of the people. You know, I know that last year was Monica Pierce. You know, she's of course, the principal over at Jackson. I know John Willis has won that. Golden Gibson's won it. I believe Lyons, George Lyons. No, not George. He was there. He was a speaker.
Okay.
And I don't know, Kelly. You got to help me out. I can't remember all of them.
I didn't expect you to remember all of them, but just
we've had some pillars in the community. Bobby Tompkins.
Bobby, yeah.
Our very own Bart Hawley has won.
Yeah. Bart's won. Sheila Patterson, I believe.
Yes.
She's won.
Trustee Sheila Patterson.
Yeah.
Many have came through as the MLK award winner. So for Anthony to be amongst the great,
right?
The Great of Jackson is wonderful. And it's because of your ability to service our community, the love, the passion, the commitment for the Jackson community. And there are many MLK Award winners out there, right? That go unnoticed.
Yeah.
So, you know, next year it'll open up again, and we're just inviting folks to nominate those that are worthy. And we had a lot of great applicants this year. So, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm excited. I love to make that phone call, and the college tallies it up, and boom, there we are. So we're looking forward to, we're almost a month away from our MLK Award dinner.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I know.
Kelly Crum in the studio with us, along with Anthony Parker, talking about the MLK event coming up at Jackson College. It's one of the things I want to talk about. We're less than a month away from this event, and a lot of people still haven't fully been struck by the Christmas spirit yet, and we're talking about events coming up in January. But like you said earlier, this event sells, and the demand for tickets is already huge. So you gotta plan ahead and get your tickets now. Kelly, how do people get their tickets?
Excellent. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So they can go to our website, which is www.jccmi.edu/MLK23.
Okay.
If they need to call my office, great. I will help them out. We have a team ready, 796-8470. And as you said, tickets are going fast.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to be in the field house. And so I went through yesterday, and we were looking at the sponsors. Mm-hmm. Wow, I have over 20 sponsors committed so far.
Wow, that's
okay. To come to Jackson College's MLK event. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Over 20, right? And so tickets are going out the door. So I do encourage people, if you want to come to this amazing event, please, please get your tickets now. I know it's getting close to Christmas, and a lot of people kind of wait. And so we'll see how that goes when people call, because I don't never want to turn anyone away.
They better get their tickets quick, because I have a large family.
He does. The date is Saturday, January 14th, 2023, right? Can you believe we're saying 2023?
I know, right? It's amazing.
Again, doors open at 4:30, and our entertainment that I need to say is the one and only. We're bringing him back again. Larry Sumner Jr. Have you heard Larry Sumner?
I haven't, no.
Oh, my God.
He's
amazing.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah,
he's an awesome amazing. Yeah. He has an old school, old soul feeling, and it comes out in his music, and so it's just a great night.
Talented young man.
The people very come talented. Out. The community comes out. So again, we will be celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. And the theme, again, is Drum Major for Justice, Peace, and Righteousness. And I look forward. Tickets are $25 for for seniors and youth, and $35 for adults if you want a single ticket.
And again,
so we try to make it reasonable.
They purchase tickets how again? One more time?
On our website, jccmi.edu/MLK2023.
Okay. Or, of course, call your office.
Call my office at 517-796-8470.
Okay. Awesome. Anthony, all right, before we run out of time here, because with being a coach, talk about, if you could, maybe is there one or two things that stand out from your many years as a coach, you know, working with the kids, games, whatever. Because I've coached before, too, and there's always those moments that stand out for you. Can you share one of those with us?
Man, I could share them forever. I'll share one. You know, I'll go back to my early years. My first year, I was a head coach. I was down at the King Center. I talked to John Willis. I said, hey, John, hey, come join me. Let's coach this team down to the King Center. And my first year coaching, I had this incredible, talented team. And I had one guy on the team. He was a fifth grader. I'll never forget it. He goes by the name of Antonio Bass. And for any of those that are around Jackson and knows Antonio Bass, boy, so I'm the offensive coach, and I'm saying, boy, I want the ball in this guy's hands every single time. And we were playing fifth and sixth grade. And, from there on, we went undefeated for the next several years. But that just stands out in my mind. And then last year I coached over at Parkside, and what a phenomenal year. Just incredible to work with the kids. I see them as this kind of this jigsaw puzzle. My role is to put the puzzle together, right? Where do they best fit? And I just think about that. So for my Parksiders that are now eighth graders, it was a joy to coach those young men And, you know, football, I did it, baseball, I did it, basketball. Right. So it's just like that really, as you can see, it really excites me when I start to think about coaching young men and women. So, and I coached one more thing. I coached girls softball. Me and my daughter was a college softball player. Uh-huh. And I brought her in and said, hey, let's coach Parkside softball. They didn't have a softball team. So we literally started from the ground up building some fundamentals. And so when we think about, you know, those times, I think about how can I impart into young people's lives. And so those are some of the ways that that I did that.
Yeah, yeah, it's always a lot of fun. Yeah, it sounds like you really enjoy it.
I do.
But not only that, I mean, just think of all the, and this is why you got the award, think of all those lives that you had touched over the years of coaching. Absolutely. And like you said, a lot of those kids didn't have a proper father figure, if any at all, in their life.
Yeah.
And they looked up to you, man.
Absolutely.
They looked up to you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, that is, thanks. But that is, that's awesome. Thank the committee for recognizing that, man. It's a beautiful day.
So, Kelly, anything else going on at Jackson College? Anything going on with your office that our listeners need to be aware of?
Oh, my gosh. It's always something going on at Jackson College. We are right now registering for spring semester. So those folks that would like to come back to school, please see us. Jackson College. We are also having classes at the Martin Luther King Center. We had an unveiling of our sign and our commitment of partnership with the city of Jackson. So we are offering entrepreneurship classes right now. We have our sports teams that are going, our men and women's basketball is happening right now. They're doing very, very well. And so there's a lot going on at Jackson College. So please, people can check out our website to see the things that are going on, or just come even visit. The grounds are beautiful at JC. And I know when Anthony is talking about his daughter playing softball, she played softball at JC.
Right?
Come on.
She sure did. Yeah.
Yeah, and did amazing. Ashton did.
Yeah, I remember her first game. I came to watch her. And they pitched one, and crack, she hit one right out of the park the first game. I'm like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, our facilities are beautiful.
Yeah, you mentioned the basketball program. Had a chance to catch a couple of the games last year and call a couple of the games. That is just a great product on the floor at Jackson College, both the men's and the women's team. Two different type of styles of basketball there. You get them both in one night, and it's just a lot of fun. I think they both just have one loss on the season so far,
They're
too.
You're
They're doing really good.
Yes, they are doing really amazing. So we're excited.
All right. One more time, just to wrap it up, the Martin Luther King event coming up, Jackson College, tickets available now. Get them now before it sells out. Sponsorship opportunities available as well.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, there are sponsorship levels available. We have youth sponsorship as well as our event gold and silver bronze sponsorship. So, again, those that would like to sponsor, especially our youth love to come to this event. So I'm always looking for youth sponsorship. So, again, please give me a call at 517-796-8470.
Kelly Crum, thank you for being here with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Coach Parker, Anthony Parker. I came that close to saying Antonio.
Antonio's my nephew.
I know.
He's my nephew, yeah.
Coaching's in the blood with you guys.
It is in the blood, no doubt about that.
Coach Anthony Parker here in the studio with us. Anthony, thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you very much, yeah.
You're listening to Jackson's very own News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Mark Daly in for GOC.
Looking for something to do? Check out Jackson Area's community events at K1053.com.
I can do that.
Submit your own community event to our calendar. Just go to the events tab on the menu and click submit your event. That website again is K1053.com.
For over 35 years, Willis & Magnick Financial Services has given their time, talent, and treasure back to the community. Want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Learning how to maximize what you give to your family and favorite charities is a crucial first step. Let us help you uncover your fortune and discover what a true wealth management partnership is by calling us at 784-5556 or on the web at willismagnick.com. Willis & Magnick, your partner for complete wealth management solutions.
Services offered through Advantex Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC, Investment advisory services offered through Advantix Advisory Services.
Buying or selling your home? That's a big decision. I mean, it's life-changing. Don't know where to start? We do. Your local realtors with over 75 years of local real estate experience at Your Premier Properties. Your Premier Properties assist people in making decisions that make their lives better. Find them online at yourpremierproperties.com or call 517-435-2180. At Your Premier Properties, your best interest is their number one priority.
How can Ducks get your home back on track? Here's what an actual Ducks customer has to say.
I called Ducks to have my outside dryer vent cleaned. They offered me a great price to have my air ducts cleaned as well. I have really bad dust allergies, so I really couldn't pass it up. Immediately, I saw an improvement in my allergies. Tyler and Jim were on time. They were polite. I didn't realize how bad my allergies were until that dust was gone.
Hi, I'm Doug Warren. Call to schedule your appointment today, 499-6692. And mention you heard this on the radio, and we'll give you $25 off your next air duct or dryer vent cleaning.
At the Jackson Community Foundation, the community is their foundation. They are here to enhance the quality of life for residents of Jackson County by supporting nonprofits and students. Donations are endowed so they can make the community's needs today and for generations to come. Create a legacy in your name or that of a loved one that supports the causes dear to you. To learn more, visit them online at jacksoncf.org. The Jackson Community Foundation, for Jackson, for good, forever.
This is Pam Campbell, Superintendent, Columbia School District. In this season of gratitude, the Columbia School District family is wishing you every blessing of this bountiful season. There are so many things that we are thankful for this year, but at the very top of the list is our teachers, staff, and students. We are wishing you a wonderful holiday filled with the warmth and the happiness of the season. Leading the way in Jackson County from preschool and young five through high school and adult education. Columbia School District, leading the way in Jackson County. Learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
The rise of COVID-19 brought a rise of scams and theft. Stay immune with these tips. Remember, no trusted source will ever ask your personal information on the phone, over text message, or through email. If someone you don't know asks for money through a payment app or prepaid gift card, say no. If you feel something is suspicious or you have questions about a call or message you received, hang up and call 877-765-8388. A message from the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services.
Back to AM Jackson with Greg O'Connor on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Let's check in briefly with your sports on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Sports this time around is being brought to you by Ducks of Mid-Michigan, your local HVAC duct cleaning specialist for both residential and commercial. Right now offering $25 off duct cleaning. Schedule your appointment today at ducks.com. Ducks, that's D-U-C-T-Z.com. D-U-C-T-Z. com, or call 517-401-4406.
Sports on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Starting off first with high school basketball getting tipped off around the county last night. And we're going to start you off in the Big 8.